Hey, I'm Coach Zen, a certified life, spiritual, and self-awareness coach for women. Welcome to Life Herbs Podcast, an inner development podcast designed to connect, strengthen, and nurture the interior parts of you, that is, your inner self. Here, you will receive insights that will support you in your journey so that you can reshape your life and be your best self. New episodes of Life Herbs Podcast airs bi-weekly on Sundays and is available on all major podcast platforms. Get ready to enhance your awareness of the inner self. Welcome to Life Herbs Podcast, an inner and personal development podcast designed to nourish, enhance, and strengthen your awareness of the inner self. I am Coach Zen, a quad certified life, spiritual, NLP, and purpose coach. No matter the intensity, you all, of what you are navigating, I support you in discovering the solution from within yourself. Together, we create a playbook that supports you in reshaping your reality and winning in life and living intentionally to reshape and create what you want in life and create a harmonious and fulfilling life, you all. And what you truly desire in life, it's placed in you for a reason. And the reason is the fact that it is your purpose. That is why you desire it. You all, I'm so excited because we are continuing our series, the Zen and Lynn series. Lynn, Reiki Master, Master Teacher, who is also the co-owner of the amazing healing environment here in Atlanta, Georgia, is here with me today, and we are just going to go ahead and dive right in. And in this segment, we actually have some questions as well from our listeners. So you ready, Lynn?
I'm absolutely ready. Thank you for inviting me in on this. I am happy to be here, and let's get it cracking.
Excellent. So the first question is this. What role does mindset play in the ability to achieve our goals and fulfill our potential in living in our highest potential?
So mindset is absolutely exclusively paramount. That's it. And so when I'm talking about mindset, there are two sort of differentiations. There's the mindset that is attached to your ego, that's attached to the part of your brain and part of the brain that runs your life, you know, from onset because of traumas, because of emotional sort of triggering and all of that. And then there's the mindset that is attached to your higher self, that is attached to your consciousness, that is attached to that etheric field, that quantum realm, that is 99.999% free space. And that free space is filled with energy. So mindset is paramount in really, you know, developing our ability to achieve our goals and fulfill our potential. Because the worst thing that we can do when we're working on our goals and working towards anything that we're sort of purposed and about, and so that we're walking towards, is to get in our own way. And when we get in our own way, that's due to something in our ego, something in our mind that's trying to convince us that this is the way to go. And then the emotions that we're experiencing at the time, well, let's just put them on the back burner. Let's just sort of, you know, maneuver around them, or let's just try to plan out, and let's just try to forecast, and let's just try to, you know, put ourselves in a position to where we are optimizing our ability to achieve success and all of that. When ultimately there's a part of there's the consciousness, there's a higher self that wants us to go through everything that we're experiencing on the road to our goals and fulfillment of our goals. And I think we get in our own way a lot. We really get in our own way a lot, because one of the things that we have to understand is that if we develop our ability to tap into that etheric quantum realm, that field of consciousness that allows us to be creative, that allows us to problem solve, that allows us to really be still and let everything come to us and be okay with that, instead of, you know, tapping into that less than 0.1% of reality, that really, that ego that says, oh, no, you're going to do this, or this is not good, or you're triggered by this, I'm going to avoid this, then that's, if we allow that, then that sort of stifles our ability to achieve any of our goals and fulfillment or potential. So the ultimate aim is to really develop ourselves to the point where we're tapping into that field of consciousness more times than not. And how do we do that? Meditation. Meditation is absolutely paramount in really developing ourselves so that we're tapping into that field of consciousness, so that we're tapping into that etheric field that allows us to problem solve, that allows us to be creative and really understand what the fulfillment, what our potentials are, what our gifts are on the road to that, because a lot of things are going to be coming into our field of consciousness that are going to be designed for us to learn lessons, for us to develop ourselves and for us to grow. And sometimes it may not be in line with our goals or what we seem to believe that our goals and potentials are. Sometimes a higher self has things that are necessary for our growth that we're not even conceiving. But if we develop ourselves to we're tapping into that field of consciousness more, that we're tapping into that direct line to our higher self, and allows us to understand and really be self-aware about everything that is happening to us, I think the fluidity of moving towards our goals and potentials be more realistic. And that's what we're trying to get to. Most of the time, we get in our own way. We get in our own way because that ego is driving in the driver's seat. That ego, that mind that has driven us in our lives thus far. And we have to understand that ego needs to be in the back seat, and our higher self and our consciousness has to be in the front seat and the driver's seat to drive us. And we have to be okay with that. We cannot control anything. And so when we allow our ego to try to control things that happen to us, then our higher self and says, you are not in control. Your ego is never in control. And we get in our own way to try to control everything, but to try to control probabilities, because we try to control everything, control things to manipulate things to allow us not to go through these trials, not to go through this or anything else. And then we end up digging ourselves deeper into a hole that we find ourselves suffering. And so we're going to have to suffer. Everything is about suffering. Our conscious growth is about going through suffering. And our higher self understands that we have to suffer. And if we try to have our ego try to manipulate us and try to work around those sort of articles of suffering that have to come in our lives, then we make the road much more difficult. And so mindset plays a crucial role in our ability to achieve our goals, because we have to learn to get out of our own way. That is the one thing that we have to understand every day. I need to get out of my own way. And if I wake up in the morning and if I'm feeling extra stressed and emotional and things are happening on top of each other, stacked on each other in that day, I have to understand that I have to be able to sit in that emotion and understand and feel it, because my higher self is putting those in my life designed for me to understand and understand that I am not in control. And so I need to release myself and understand that I need to go through this. I don't have to understand. I don't have to problem solve. I just have to understand that I have to go through it, because that's that sort of growth. That's that mindset that we have to understand, that we have to develop. And it's an everyday practice. And the more that we go into meditation, the more that we go into deep meditation and develop that link, and that link allows us to understand the traumas that we have created all of our lives, so that we have to, you know, strip them and release them and heal from those. Because as we, you know, tap into that etheric field, all of those emotional traumas are becoming and be rising up to the top, and we have to realize them. We can't run from them. We can't escape them. We have to deal with them, understand them. We have to heal from them so that we clear that road for our connection going forward. And the more that we do that, the more that the road and the clear conscious connection becomes really, really evident for our daily lives. So mindset plays a, you know, important, you know, main role into everything that we do.
It truly does play such a main role in everything that we do. And I want to speak on fixed mindset and growth mindset, because these are terms that so many people, you know, that it's on social media, it, you know, we utilize it in psychology, psychologists utilize it. It's something that is heard very often, but I just want to break down exactly what a fixed mindset is and a growth mindset is. So a fixed mindset is where one believes that their abilities are predetermined and cannot be changed. I.e., I like to think of a fixed mindset as wishful thinking. How will you accomplish, for everybody who's listening to this, this is my question to you. How can you expect to accomplish the thing, whatever you're wanting to accomplish, whatever your dream is, whatever your goal is, if you're not mutable, meaning changeable in your way of thinking? Because when something is fixed, it's set, it's stagnant, it's not moving, it's stuck. So if you choose to remain in a fixed mindset, you are going to remain exactly where you're at. That's why oftentimes there are feelings of, oh, I feel stuck or I feel stagnant. Well, where is your mindset? Where is your mindset? And also a fixed mindset is really going against the grain. When one chooses to be in that fixed mindset instead of that growth mindset, you're really going against the grain, and you're really, as Lynn had stated, being in your own way, truly going against your natural state of being, which is empowered, connected, and whole, and truly going against the self. So it's going against the grain, which means that you're not moving forward. When it comes to a growth mindset, a growth mindset, you all, is all about facing obstacles and challenges head on, rather than avoiding those challenges and those obstacles out of fear. A growth mindset truly helps you to achieve your goals, to achieve your aspirations, to arrive at the desired outcome. Because a growth mindset encourages critical thinking instead of wishful thinking. And when you're critically thinking, and some of y'all who may be listening may have taken, if you went to college, what have you, you may have taken critical thinking courses. But critical thinking is you, what I mean by that is you evaluating the thought. Because when you evaluate the thought, it is going to support you in shifting the behavior or what the outcome of your behavior is going to be. So with the growth mindset, you're going to be able to overcome the obstacle and you're going to be able to truly achieve success, whatever success looks like for you. Ladies, are you ready to be a part of something truly special? Come join a powerful community of incredible women and develop lasting bonds in an affordable, safe, and sacred space. Experience the rewards that come with connection. Get access to amazing resources as well as unwavering support. Join now and unlock new possibilities for growth in your life. Get started today by visiting my website, www.lifeverbswithanSco.com, and use promo code 15OFF, that's the number 15, and the word OFF in capital letters, to receive 15% off of your membership price. Join us at the Women's Circle for an unforgettable evening of stories, strength, and support. This information is also located in the show notes. Blessings and abundance. And Lynn, I would love for you to answer to, what if someone has the question who's listening about, well, how do I raise my vibration? How do I elevate my vibration so that I am more in tune with my body, so that as I'm doing a deep belly breath or just doing breathing in general, any type of breath work, and I notice the sensations, how can I be so in tune with self so that I'm able to recognize what the offering is and what the message is?
So understand each breath exercise is one of its own, and be grateful and gratitude for that breath exercise. Because when I first started this new breath, because I want to clarify, it's not only belly breathing, it is filling the entire upper torso with air, but you start with the belly because that's where the nerves start. Right. And so you fill up that, and then you keep breathing in with that same breath. And you fill up your lungs, and then you keep breathing in with that same breath, and you visualize you breathing through your collarbones. You relax your shoulders and back, and you're only going to be able to take short breaths, because by then your entire torso is filled up with air, but you keep breathing. Now, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to push yourself. You're going to have to push through. Because there's going to be times when you're going to say, I can't do this. And that's fine. But there's going to be, when you wake up, say, I'm going to push myself. I'm going to push through it. And so when I started to tremble. My whole back of my neck and my head started to really vibrate and tremble. So as we know, when your body trembles, you're releasing energy. That's what that means. And so when I felt it, I'm like, wow. And I felt better. And I can feel that energy moving from my hips and my lower back and everything else, just moving up and out, right? And I started challenging myself every morning. I'm going to go longer. I'm going to go longer until the point where then, I mean, there was one moment. I think it was 3 weeks ago, right? And so we have to understand that there are infinite realities, okay? There are infinite realities. There are infinite yous. And so out of this third dimensional plane, everything exists at the same time. Okay. So what happened is, one morning I was doing this breath, my younger self shows up. And I'm actually communicating with my younger self. And the love. And it wasn't any, it was like, I am so proud of you. And my, and I'm like, wow. And I talk to my younger self. I'm sorry I wasn't as sensitive as I should be. I'm sorry I wasn't there for you. My younger self showed up. Week later, an alternate reality me shows up doing this breath work. So that means that I am accessing other dimensions, other realities. And so there's no fear, because you, everything is designed for you to really tap in. And my alternate self, I mean, that was, he just showed up. I just showed up just to say, I love you. You're exactly where you are. I felt that energy of love and emotion. And it was, wow. That's what the breath work was doing. And so I was regimented, disciplined. I did it every day. I challenged myself, because the more that you sort of breathe in and you hold your breath longer and longer and you challenge yourself, you move that energy, you create more sparks in that pineal gland, those crystals. And then that's when you are sparking. That's when you access those planes of existence. That's when you access that etheric field and everything that is designed to help you in your path, on your purpose, everything. And then that's what it's about. And so that's the challenge, is you have to breathe properly, and you have to breathe every day like that. It's you have to retrain your body not to breathe through your lungs, but to breathe through your belly. You have to train your body to do that. So when you feel that you're not doing that, you reset yourself, and you just shift until the point where it gets to be common. But you have to be aware and focus on your breath, because the breath will move the energy. It will excite your pineal gland. Then once your pineal gland is excited and it's turned on, it's detoxified, because meditation does that, then you will start being more self-aware of the things that you need to eat, the things that you don't need to eat, that will further enhance your pineal gland. But it starts with breath. And people think, well, okay, I need to eat this, which is all true. But if the breath work isn't there, if you're not really controlling that energy, because that's what it's about, it's going within. And then that's when you really, 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 you know, get in contact with yourself and understand what you need to do internally to really, you know, open that connection. And then everything's a possibility. Once you tap in, then it's like quick. And so I can breathe and I can tap in, and it's like quick, within a quantum speed, and I can tap in. So when something happens, I'm emotional about something, and you're absolutely 100% right. Zen, when something emotional happens, you breathe and you use this breath to move that emotional energy and understand what you need to learn and lessons, everything. It's amazing. It's amazing. But it takes practice.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And it truly is amazing. And I love that you clarified that technique. And you all, this just shows you there are multiple techniques when it comes to breath work. A great reference that I always refer people to, if they're wanting to learn more about breath work and different techniques, it's actually on YouTube. It's called Take a Deep Breath. And they also have a podcast as well. And that's what they talk about, is breathing. And to see all the episodes and videos that they have about it and all the different techniques, they really take a deep dive into it. So from this conversation, if you're like, wow, I really want to learn more about this, I really want to start doing this and incorporating this more in my life, go ahead to YouTube and check out Take a Deep Breath. That's a great place to start. You can also DM Lynn, DM me. Our social media handles will be in the show notes, and we can support you with that as well.
Hey y'all, Pink Lady here. I'm a podcast producer, director, coach, and host. And I want to tell you all about my production company, Pink Lady Productions. We collaborate with creatives like you who are driven to share your message by launching your podcast from A to Z and coaching you through the process. To learn more about our services, check out our website at pinkladyprod.com. That's PINKLADYPROD.com.
Now, this is exactly how the question was stated. How can you reclaim control from a manipulative adult child and coping with a child who insists on doing things their way despite the anticipated outcome?
So I'm gonna tackle that last one. So if you have an adult child that's manipulating you and you're allowing it, then there's something in you that you need to go in deeply and heal from. Because here's what's happening. So when we send out our thoughts, they're electrical signals, right? Our emotions are magnetic signals, okay? And so if we're emotionally harboring, and a lot of us don't know, something that happened to us when we were a child of abandonment or something like that, and every time our adult child comes to us, and then we're agitated, but we eventually, you know, succumb to their manipulation, we're attracting that. And we have to understand everything's about us and nothing's about them. And so we have to heal from whatever that happened to us that has allowed us to overcompensate and create the existence that we are in. We've created the existence of the adult child manipulating us. We create it. They don't create it. We create it. There are no victims. Let me repeat that. There are no victims. We create the reality that we are in. We create it based off of our magnetic and electrical signals that we send out to the etheric field, to the quantum field. Everything at that vibration is sending it back to us. And it's because we haven't healed from something that's happened to us. And so we've created an adult child that continually manipulates us. And so we believe that we are somehow preventing our child, or adult child, our child now adult child, from experiencing some of the challenges and the traumas that they were meant to experience, and somehow think that they're going to come out on the shiny end of it. Never happens. So what ends up happening is you end up digging a bigger hole, because you are not responsible for anything in terms of fixing your son or daughter. We get in our own head that we're, and then they have kids, and then we start to integrate them. And then it's like, I mean, things happen, and then we have dreams because we're not dealing with it. And then we have dreams about, well, something's going to be happening to my son or my daughter. And all, trust me, I've lived it, because we aren't dealing with the emotional trauma that happened to us. We have to go back. Sometimes to move forward, we have to go back. And people have a hard time believing that. But from scientific science, every emotion that you're harboring or not harboring, you send out magnetic signals. And what do magnetic signals do? They attract. So you're attracting everything that's aligned with that vibration, that frequency that you're sending out. And a lot of the times, it's the frequency of your son or daughter that's sending you that, in terms of letting, trying to convince you that you need to heal from whatever happened to you, because you are doing the same thing. You're creating the same reality for your son or daughter when they are supposed to go through that stuff. They are supposed to go through everything and learn from it. And it's not your responsibility to instill higher consciousness in them. It's not your responsibility to instill spirituality. It's not your responsibility to instill, you know, they are supposed to embrace it in their own divine time. They're supposed to embrace everything. And a lot of times they're going to fail 1, 2, 3, 4 times. Who knows? That's okay. That's okay. Because if you're continually responding in that emotional, you know, content that you've been harboring since you were a child, because you haven't healed from that abandonment of your mother, father, whatever it was, because you're projecting it onto your son, your daughter, and you're continuing to project it, and it's continuing to recreate itself, everything. And the moment that you find yourself, you're separated from, and I can breathe, something else comes up. Something else happens to bring you back into the area and the mold, the emotion that you haven't healed from. I've seen it. I'm living it. Something happens. When you think that you've separated yourself, something happens. That son or daughter gets into some situation and it drags you back in. And if things aren't happening, the son or daughter is continually calling you or trying to manipulate you because thinking that it's all your fault when they got nothing to do with you. But you are projecting that signal because you haven't healed from your own trauma.
Drop the mic and let all that land. You speaking the truth, Lynn. You speaking the truth.
Yeah, I lived it. I'm living it.
Yeah, 1,000%. 1,000%.
Stop searching and start traveling. Let True Vacation manage your plans so you can experience the freedom of exploration. With services designed for individuals, couples, families, or groups, cruises to far-off destinations, or tickets for a night out on the town are just keystrokes away. True stands for travel, relax, unwind, and explore. Follow them on Instagram at @true_vacation_4U. And on Facebook at True Vacation. Mention promo code LIFEVERBS to receive $50 off, you all, on your first full reservation deposit. Come on, somebody. Explore what this world has to offer with just one click. So why wait? Unleash your wanderlust today with True Vacations and see where adventure takes you next. This information is also located in the show notes.
I would like everybody to understand and really understand and embrace that you are not a victim. And I need you to understand and think outside the lines of your ego, your personal beliefs, your whatever limiting beliefs that you were indoctrinated with in your life. And so this is, if you're listening to this podcast and you're on a journey of to shift your own personal consciousness. And so I want you to think along the lines of connected straight to the creator and source. And so you are not a victim. So everything that happens to you is designed for you to learn a lesson. And to really tap in to that level of consciousness that allows you to be an observer of you and your thoughts and understand the lesson, understand the contracts, the soul contracts that you created before you were born here, incarnated here. And so understand those lessons and understand that some people are sort of brought into your life for a season, and some people are brought into your life for a little longer. And the discernment and the level of consciousness that you need to understand to decipher which one it is, solely up to you. And so there is no victims.
I love Lynn's reflection and how he ended that with saying that there is no victim. It's key, as my mentor says, to shift out of victimhood into conscious creatorhood. Because you have the pen and you are truly the creator of your reality. So I encourage you today to tune in instead of tuning out. Because that, it's like a light switch. That's just the flick that you need on that switch to activate and elevate your creative potential. That's it. I would love to hear from you. Visit my website, www.lifeverbswithasspodcast.com, to let me know how this podcast episode activated you today. Send in your life verb, the rooting system that anchors you, and any questions that you would like to be answered. Be sure to like and review this podcast wherever you listen to it. To learn more about my personal coaching services for women, to join the Women's Circle, which is a virtual, supportive, uplifting, and empowering group of women who meet monthly from all over the globe, and to receive my quarterly newsletter, visit my website, www.lifeverbswithanspodcast.com. Contact me on Instagram @lifeverbswithanspodcast. All this information is located in the show notes. Always remember to keep your soul hydrated and your spirit fortified.